This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Aero Show in Friedrichshafen, Germany. I'm speaking today with Christian Dries, the CEO of Diamond Aircraft. Christian, we recently did a report on the DA-62. I liked it. I think the airplane is really well executed. You're finding really good market acceptance of this airplane, even at the high price. Is that correct?
Yes. Also, the DA-62 is selling actually quite well. Last year, in April, we received the European certification, and just 3 weeks ago, we also received the FAA certification, and therefore we expect now also quite a significant market share in North America. Our production is right now close to one airplane per week, and during this year, we are increasing our production to approximately 1.3 airplanes per week. But as you all know, in Austria, people are not working as hard as in the States. So this will add up to approximately 60 to 62 airplanes per year.
And where are those airplanes going?
In the moment, from Austria, they're going actually worldwide. We have sold airplanes in Malaysia as well as in Qatar, in New Zealand, actually everywhere. In France is now one of our biggest demands. Just in the last few weeks, we sold 6 airplanes in France. And now, of course, we expect also the Chinese certification within the next 3 to 4 months. And then China is also one of our targets.
Who are the buyers typically? Are these private buyers, or are they charter operators, or both?
In the moment, in the moment, it's only private buyers. But we are working also on a DA-62 designed for charter operations with an additional belly pod, which can accommodate additional luggage.
Does this basic airframe have any more room to stretch, do you think, under the basic DA-42 type certificate?
You mean stretch in terms of more passengers?
Either more passengers, larger, heavier?
We have the possibility, maybe in the long run, to increase the takeoff weight. But the takeoff weight as it exists right now with 5,070 pounds is designed to the performance of our engines. And the most important thing for a twin-engine aircraft is its single-engine performance. And I hope, Paul, you could experience that this airplane has quite a good single-engine performance.
Yes, it does. I was able to get almost 500 feet a minute out of a single engine. That's quite impressive. What about engine development from the Austro side? Do these basic four-cylinder engines have any more room for development, or are you looking at some other kinds of power plants?
We are constantly improving our engines, and we have now 1,800 hours of TBO. The next step which we would like to achieve is 2,000 hours, and just today, we also announced the cooperation with Liqui-Moly, which is a very famous oil and additive company in Germany. They developed a special oil for our engines, which I guess may also help to increase the TBO by less wear and tear on the parts.
Now, you mentioned you think production for this airplane is going to be around the 60 per year. Do you think that's sustainable?
I hope so. I mean, we are producing DA-42 and DA-62. These are our main products in Austria. And, of course, we can slightly shift the people either in one or the other. It depends on the demand. For example, the demand for DA-42 special mission airplanes is increasing a lot. And therefore, it is for us not so difficult to allocate either one or the other direction. But I think 60 airplanes per year of such a plane is sustainable, particularly if we look for the additional markets like China, Asia, and also Australia.
Now, as I recall, I looked up the numbers. You had higher volume than that for the DA-42 initially, correct?
When the DA-42 initially came on the U.S. market, I think the airplane was offered for a very reasonable or low price. But let's say $450,000 12 years ago is almost like $800,000 today. So it was not so much cheaper.
But it did fall into a high demand for flight schools, which the DA-62 probably will not, correct?
The DA-42 is still a highly recognized and well-accepted airplane for flight training. Just now we have delivered the first out of 10 airplanes for Embry-Riddle. And definitely also the DA-62 could be a flight training airplane, but as you already said, it is not so cheap. But there are some high-profile flight schools in the world where the performance and space and all the other things are, of course, also a very important part.
Let's shift gears for a second and talk about electric airplane initiatives. You've got a number of those going on. Tell us a little bit about what's on the R&D bench at the moment.
If I talk about electric airplanes, then I should specify it a little bit more in the direction of hybrid airplanes. And hybrid means we have a power source, could be a diesel engine, could be a turbine, and then we distribute this power to various areas where aerodynamically we can achieve the best performance. So in the moment, we have one airplane in jointly in development together with Siemens, which is the main power source is a 170 horsepower diesel engine, and we are going to distribute this power to two electric engines, each of them 90 kilowatts, which is equivalent to approximately 120 horsepower. We expect that this airplane is, from the aerodynamics, extremely efficient because the engine cowlings are very sleek, and so it could be that even at a speed of 120 knots, the fuel consumption should be less than 2 gallons an hour. So here we see already that if it's done right, that hybrid airplanes can bring more performance on one side, but also on the other side, being more fuel efficient than normal aspirated or normal powered airplanes. In the long run, we will use this hybrid technology for types of aircrafts which might be completely different than today's airplanes, which allows us to take off vertically and also to take off on a normal runway, to land vertically as well as landing on normal runways, and everything in between depending on the takeoff or landing weight.
There are a lot of electric airplane projects here, really a stunning number of them in the main hall here. What do you foresee as the realistic market share for these airplanes? When do you think that market will begin to mature to the point that you can actually sell them?
As it looks like, then if you talk about pure electric airplanes, then they are basically very light, not extremely fast. They may have a power consumption of approximately 20 kilowatts, so equivalent to 30 horsepower, two-seaters, for just enjoyable flying, maybe recharged with solar technology. So this could bring a new spirit into the small general aviation and for the flying for fun. For transportation from A to B, or flights longer than 1.5 or 2 hours, I believe that in the long run, the hybrid technology is the best answer.
But what time frame? Is it 5 years away, 10 years away?
My personal opinion that hybrid airplanes may conquer the market within the next 5 years. And it depends on how good the development of new battery systems are, that also flights of 2 to 3 hours pure electric could be possible. In terms of transportation and airline industry, I think that here we still have to wait for quite a long time until it's come.
Well, thank you very much, Christian.
Thank you, Paul.
We've been speaking with Christian Dries of Diamond Aircraft. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero in Friedrichshafen, Germany. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.